sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
And I've always wanted to recite this one. Here goes. Visualizing the realism of life and actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. A person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as 5%ers, but something must still got in us, cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace, some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Kid is a tough one. Keeping this schweppervescent street ghetto essence inside us, cause it provides us with the proper insight to guide us, even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave in thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of dough. So until that day we expire and turn to vapors, me and my capers will be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it real, packing steel, and getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Yeah. Shout out to AZ. Down. Cut that shit out. All right, okay. Welcome. Bienvenue à un autre épisode de Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. B Blizzard, a.k.a. B Dot Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, and a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Or Papa B. I think I'm going to go with Papa B. Whatever. Grand Papa B. B Black en anglais, Papa B en français. Okay. All right. Register that. Before I start the show, I want to tell you new listeners that this podcast happens to be protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. You know, if I had to translate that to white people, it's another way of saying this podcast deals with mature themes about race, and we don't give a fuck about white fragility on this podcast. Like, you know, Say that for your mammy, for your mom. Cry to someone else, not this podcast. All right, you were warned. Do not proceed further if you happen to suffer from white fragility. All right, I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City of Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on August 20, 2023. Damn, 7:50 p.m. on a Sunday, on the Sabbath, and it's kind of late, yeah. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you happen to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut your mouth,
Kane,
bitch!
There we go. Alright, I'm full of sound effects today. Yeah, intro. You know, okay, I guess intro is more for you. Anyone who's used to this know how this show goes down. Before you new listeners, welcome. Let me explain how this episode will go down. This podcast is broken down into three acts. First one is the one you're listening to right now. It's the intro. intro. We get to know each other. I explain the podcast. I play a theme song. Say all kinds of shit. Warn you about what you're about to listen to, right? And say a little bit about me and the podcast. I also like to bring up dates. And So the second act is called Using Random Thoughts. And last one is Final Thoughts. Now, this is I'm playing with this idea right now, right? Like news and random thoughts will incorporate shit like from news, recent event, philosophy, as in random, you know, random thoughts, philosophy. I had broken it out, masculinity, themes that very core to this podcast, right? And then final thoughts is usually related to therapy, mental health. Shit going on in my world. Like, I really get more personal with shit. And I'm adding the new label spirituality. Anyway, whatever. I'm playing with that idea. But for now, news and random thought is going to be all over the place. I mean, whatever. It's going to be news and random thought as you know it. So, with that said, before I continue, still in the intro, I want to say a happy birthday or happy belated birthday. And RIP to Nate Dogg. He was born on August 19, 1969, and died on March 15, 2011. Right. After his death, it's wild, right? It's kind of funny. Wild, both wild and funny. But after his death, after hearing something by, what was his name again? Fuck, Tommy. No, what the hell was his name again? Oh, man. I blanked out on his name. Anyways, so Smarty Arnie nigga. I mean, no. one of those articulate black folks content creators on I just blanked out on his name, man. And this is why I should probably get a co-host, because I blank out on names very frequently. Anyway, that's not the point. My point is, he kind of gave like a eulogy of Nate Dogg. But then he also admitted that, he also confessed that, yeah, I mean, you know, Nate Dogg was dope and all that, but let's not lie to ourselves. That dude was misogynistic. And I remember when Nate Dogg was alive, I knew, like, a month, as a member of the cult of masculinity, it was blasphemy to call anything misogynist, because, you know, we didn't hate women, we just didn't love them hoes, you know what I mean? Let me get to the point. My point is, after he passed away and I was reflecting on his music, it hit me. Damn, hip-hop is misogynistic as fuck. That's right. It took to March 15, 2011 it finally hit me that, damn, maybe the feminists are right about what they say about hip-hop might be true, about it not being, you know, very women-friendly. But anyways, yeah, so but I'll start here or there. Happy birthday, Nate Dogg. It's like I'm kind of saying, thank you. Your life has allowed me to understand misogyny better. That didn't make sense. Whatever, man. Happy birthday, Nate Dogg. I'll just end it there. All right. Let's jump to, let's do this, man. Let's go to the next part of the show, which is news and random thoughts. Hey, yo, check out this next sound. This is, I guess if you're new to this podcast, this will be new to you. Well, it'll be new to everyone, but you'll notice a change in the sound that I use for transitioning from one section to the next one. You know what? Doesn't matter. Here we go. Get it? We're transforming. It doesn't matter. Okay, this wasn't on the docket. It's on the on the rundown sheet. But I just made myself a meal. I do one of those meal kits, and I don't know what it is about vegetables, but it just makes me hungry. It's like, it's just vegetables in my stomach, and it's like, where's the rest of it? My stomach is like, where are the rest of the fucking food? And I'm still hungry. That's my point. I don't like recording while I'm hungry, especially when I make every episode, I've made this commitment to be friendlier to myself, but it's kind of hard to be friendly with myself on an empty stomach. Granted, I'm not on an empty stomach. What's that noise? Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. I just got a beep from Discord. I'm going to turn off this application. It's not paranoia, but it's just, I don't like when sounds are coming out of my computer that I don't know, notifications coming out of my computer, I don't know what they are. All right, okay. Where was I? Oh, right. This is why diets don't work well for me. Actually, people are making, we'll say I'm making excuses. It's not that I enjoy eating. I just hate being hungry. Right? And my parents did not immigrate to this country. So their firstborn would have days where he'd feel hunger. And it doesn't make sense. No, what I'm getting at is I have there's something about hunger that triggers the worst part about me. And you know, it's okay now because, you know, I have the means to spoil myself and get some food. But I was trying to break out of that habit of going to eating out. So I cooked for myself. And whatever I cooked, my brain and my stomach was like, where the fuck is the rest? Anyway, so I'm going to... It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge to stay the regular cheery self on this episode. Let me drink this water. Yeah. Okay. I should tell you, I'm reading this book called, it's on my list. It's in my queue. I recently procured a book called The Hungry Brain. Shout out to my homie at Precision Nutrition for recommending it. And, it's an attempt on my part to understand obesity. Less obesity, but more like, why the fuck am I such in a rage because I'm on empty stuff? Like, imagine if I was poor, if I didn't have the means. I'm just curious to why my panic mode seems to exaggerate when I'm hungry. I'm not sure what that's about, but I just know it's something that needs reflecting. To think about. All right, okay, let's get back to the show. We're gonna get back to our regular scheduled program. All right, so first item I wrote on my list is I said I need to get a life. I've probably mentioned this before. You know, I complain a lot. Maybe there's gonna be an episode where I'm just gonna start with gratefulness. Oh my God, just got laid. Smelt the roses and heard a baby smile, and I'm high on life. Maybe I'll be that guy. But today I'm like complaining about everything. Okay, no, I used to be worse. This is not that bad, but I feel like I need to get a life. And what's wild is I did buy my ticket. To go to, I will be flying out of town in September to go to Apex Spoken Word, Apex Spoken Word, and all in one weekend, and the recording of an episode of The Black Guy Who Tips. I guess in between, there's like this boredom I'm still reflecting on. I need to get a life. I don't know. I just caught myself listening to a coworker story and how I was fascinated by it. It was just some mundane shit about something about his divorce, whatever. But I was like fascinated by their story. And I avoided interjecting because what the fuck do I know about being either married or a divorced man? I could talk a lot about being single. Sometimes as a single man, sometimes you have moments and you find yourself wondering, telling yourself, damn, I think I need to get a life. I guess this ties back to the last episode where I talked about, I think I'm going to need to get back into comedy, man. Yeah, man. That's how I move, man. Usually before a major change happens in my life, there's a lot of thought process. There's a lot of beating myself up. There's a lot of, damn, I need blah, 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 blah. And then at some point, it changes. Shout out to you people who change automatically, who do it now. I'm not that kind of person. I gotta go through a whole process. But I should tap myself on the shoulder at the fact that I did buy my ticket. I did buy my ticket to go to... I should be grateful for that. Going to Jersey and Charleston in one weekend. I mean, that's kind of getting a life. And only that's fucked up is I'm flying back on 9/11. And I told myself either I'm going to come back with a great punchline, with a great bit, or not come back at all. And someone will be tasked to go through my podcast to find out, hey, what were their final thoughts? What was B Black thinking about? Well, right now, if you I feel sorry for the agent who's combing through all my podcasts. But yeah, he was worried about that trip, about flying back on 9/11. But, you know, it's not here or there. Yeah, get a life. Oh, right. Part of the reason I was thinking about that is I also need to get some exercise. And I Googled exercise, fun things to do that allow you to get exercise. What was the title? I said, do I have it in my history? I looked up, history, Sunday, no, Saturday. Oh, man, damn, I spent a lot of time online. Saturday, what's it called? Doesn't matter. Anyway, whatever. I'm looking for fun things that I can do that would allow me to get exercise and not think about the fact that I'm exercising. Like, cycling used to be a thing for me, and I don't know what went wrong, but it became less fun. I don't know what that's about. And then there's boxing. Boxing's on the list. You know what? I'll get back to you when I have solutions. I mean, I was going to say, you didn't come to hear me bitch and moan about my life, but technically you kind of did. Because it is my podcast. But yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. No conclusion, no solution to this, but I'm acknowledging the fact that I need to get myself a life. I don't know, and I'm not sure what that means, what I'm saying about that. I guess I'm saying I need, I can't live my life this way. Hold on a second. I just ruined the song. I can't live my life this way. Yeah. Word? It's not in there? I can't live my life this way. Where is it? Kanye West. There we go. Oh, it's called This Way. Here we go. Yeah, I should have made this the theme song.
Now turn it up.
That's it. Okay. Final thoughts is just going to be thinking about life. So I don't know why I'm doing all this talking right now. But yeah, the final thought is related to my life in general. But we'll get back to that. All right. Fuck. I forgot to read out. Title of today's episode is 104, Anxiety, Depression, and the Holy Goddess. And it would all make sense once we get to final thoughts. But for now, just enjoy the ride. All right. Next thing I have on my rundown sheet is books I'm reading. Did I really need to tell you that I'm following a rundown sheet? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to make a lot of changes to this podcast. But yeah, whatever. Overthinking. Welcome to the Overthinking Podcast. Books I'm reading. Guess what I recently discovered on Audible? The autobiography of Malcolm X. Y'all, I discovered it, and I'm already at chapter... it's a book I've been meaning to reread. I actually read it the first time, but I get the feeling that the version of B. Black... Well, I get the feeling. The version of B. Black who read it, the teenager, is different from today's version. And now, I think I'm going to interpret it differently. And I'm looking forward to it, man. But yeah, homie did not have an easy life, man. Where was he from? Where was it? Somewhere in the South. Where was he from? He was born in... it doesn't matter. But I made it past... I'm at Laura. Chapter Laura. And yeah, man. Fascinating book. And looking forward to it. I'm still reading. It's still in my library. I'm still reading. I had no choice. Maybe this is a good thing. I'm still reading... The Game of Thrones, and by reading, I mean rereading it, and The Game of Thrones, the first book, and the one notable, like, I might make a longer thing about it, but thinking about Daenerys and Samwell Tarly, and their moment of started from the bottom, not we're here. It's fascinating reading their quote-unquote origin stories because I know what's going to happen to them. I know Daenerys grows up to be a queen, but she starts out being this meek little girl who's being pushed around by her brother, who's got visions, grander visions of grandeur. What's the expression? Visions of grandeur. Basically, can't wait to be back on the throne, but he's a fucking idiot. One thing he could lead is he couldn't lead someone on Twitter. Doesn't matter. But it's funny. It's interesting, fascinating. Seeing Daenerys, her character development, like just starting slow, like slowly becoming into her role. It's just fascinating reading the beginning. And also for Samuel Tarly, a character who I believe I relate a lot to, not because he can read, not because he gets no bitches, no, because I like how he's brought to the wall. And he's not like every other man. He's not like every other soldier. He can't fight, but he's got other talents. He doesn't play off the fact that he doesn't do what some men do who can't fight and pretend that they can fight. He doesn't, I ain't no bitch. You know what I mean? No, he tells you, fuck it, I can't fight. I shouldn't be here. My dad sent me here. It was either this or death. And I kind of want to live. Or I'm too chicken to kill myself, so I'm on the wall right now. I don't know. I just love that beginning story, how he meets John, and then John connects with him and ends up being his bodyguard and say, yeah, you know what? None of y'all are fucking with Sam Tarly. And then there's that one asshole that goes, man, fuck you, man. Fuck you, Jon Snow, you bastard. I'm gonna fuck him up as soon as I can. And then, you know, Jon Snow creeps up on him with his wolf and is like, okay. No one touches Sam. I love that. I just love the cooperation between the two characters. And it's like I'm trying to say something deep about it, but I'm just saying I just am enjoying this journey from Game of Thrones. See, look, I might be talking a lot about books because my favorite, I ran out of Law and Order SVU episodes to watch. I was watching it on Amazon Prime, and they only had SVU, and they stopped at season 22. I'm surprised I'm even saying this out loud. I remember when I was at season 16, and I'm saying, shit, I'm never going to finish this show. Look at me now. Fuck, commitment, kids. Look at me now, complaining about the... I finished watching... Law and Order SVU. That's a great show to have in the background, but excuse me, that's correction. I finished watching the available episode of Law and Order SVU. Fucking Amazon Prime doesn't have the first season. I'm gonna have to go. I mean, not that I'm into that kind of stuff. Not that I would admit to confess to pirating. I wouldn't do such a thing. No, not at all. But I am. You can only hear me. You can't see me just doing the wind. Not at all, but I'm just saying I might get desperate. Yeah, so SVU's done. I've also watched Painkiller, which I enjoyed watching. Painkiller on Netflix. Yo, seriously, Netflix is... I might have to rewatch Narcos or something like that. But Painkiller was actually... I enjoyed watching that. It's a TV series about the opioid epidemic or Purdue company called Purdue. I'm not sure if it's fictitious, but Purdue and their OxyContin. Did Purdue make OxyContin? But whatever. It was a story about the opioid epidemic. You know what? My major takeaway from that show, right? And I know I sound naive saying this, right? But at the beginning, when they came out with OxyContin, there was a bunch of white dudes who were like, "Hey, we're rich, but how can we get richer?" And it just fascinates me at how, I know I'm being naive, but I'm both fascinated and intrigued at how rich people keep finding ways, creative ways, to stay rich. Not be rich, stay rich, or get richer. The thing is, what I'm wondering is, how does it end? Because these assholes just keep getting greedy. Basically, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. You know what that means? It means the rich keep putting their hands in our pocket and finding ways to take more out of our pockets and then starve. Notice I said our, because I feel I have more in common with the homeless person than I do with Elon Musk. And I'm just saying, how does this shit, this can't sustain itself. I don't know. I'm just saying, I understand why I'm watching a lot of video. I'm starting to watch more videos about people stealing from grocery stores or mob running into shopping mall. I don't know if it's a new thing and we just happen to be recording it, but I'm just saying, I guess what I'm saying is, fuck eating the rich, rob the rich. Time to rob the rich. And this is how you get, yeah, and this is how I know I'm not coming back on September 11th, ain't I? Yeah, talking shit about the rich. Yeah, okay. You know, you ever notice, I have this theory, billionaires are probably the closest thing we have to gods on modern day. I'm not saying they should be worship of God, but I'm saying they have that kind of power. They're like, I'm just saying, which one of you wouldn't suck a billionaire's dick? I would, yeah. You write that check. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Cash rules everything around me, Cream. All right. yeah, that's it about my personal life. What else? Yeah, okay. Oh, now, I've tried to shorten this. Yeah, okay. So I've been noticing in the news a lot about Niger, how there was a coup in Niger, and apparently it has a lot of implication. And shout out to my sister, Doctor. I say that with pride. Doctor! Because she's Haitian. Docteur Bertrude Albert. I'm pronouncing it in French because in English doesn't... Bertrude Albert. And as her usual, dropping the science. Oh, right, I forgot. Oh, right. Hold on a second. Sorry. I made a whole bunch of new... created a whole bunch of new sound effects. And this is going to be my favorite one. I'm going to use this for the... Why the fuck is all this there? Oh, I'm sorry. Bear with me, kids. Is this it? This is it? Yes? Okay. All right. Okay. So before I start with the Bertrude, I'm going to call this segment...
You must learn.
I got to work on my sync. Okay. Yeah, you must learn. So yeah, we're going to talk about Niger. And, Dr. Bertrude Albert created a clip for it where she dropped signs on not just the coup, but what the implication of what's going on in Africa, in the continent of Africa. So here we go. Shit, I hate when I play the... Oh, yeah, no, it's the TikTok clip. So here we go. Let's hope the volume's good. It's loading. It's loading.
While the American media is hyper-fixated on aliens and the Lizzo lawsuit, in Africa...
Aliens? What are you talking about? Aliens? Okay, I'll Google that later. Okay, sorry. I'll play that again. Aliens? Fuck aliens. All right, whatever.
The Lizzo lawsuit. In Africa, world history is being made. Let's not be distracted. French influence in Africa is collapsing. During colonial times, France pillaged, exploited, enslaved the African people. But even after this period, France still maintained a tight grip, a chokehold on the continent through political, social, economic, military ties to the region. Even the French government sees it. That's why the French president, Macron, promised to interfere less. They meddle in politics, propping up pro-West governments. They have a strong military presence in the region. They have control over and extract tons of natural resources from Africa. They even control the monetary system. 14 African nations don't print their own money. They use the CFA franc, which originally stood for the franc of the French colonies in Africa. Academics call this neo-colonialism, the new colonialism. Mm-hmm. But to be more specific, the interference, the control that France has over Africa is known as France-Afrique. Well, this control may be coming to an end. On July 26th, 2023, there was a coup d'etat in Niger, an overthrowing of the government. A military group removed the elected president, Mr. Bazoum, and they took power. It's important to note that President Bazoum is a staunch ally of the French and the West, and this new military government aims to sever ties with the French. Now, there have been many recent military takeovers in the region. For example, Mali, Burkina Faso, Guinea. But this one in Niger is different. France and the EU are rushing to evacuate their citizens from Niger. And this is partly due to this big wave of anti-French, anti-West sentiments. Thousands of protesters supporting the coup took to the streets to forcefully denounce France. And they attacked the French embassy, throwing stones, smashing windows, even burning the French flag. Many protesters even waved the Russian flag to symbolize the depths of their anti-Western feelings. They're ready to embrace everything that's anti-West. Now, France is threatening to attack in order to protect their interest in Niger, but Mali and Burkina Faso said that they will declare war if Niger is attacked. Even ECOWAS is involved. They're a union of 15 West African nations who threaten to use force if Niger's president isn't restored to power. And these anti-French sentiments have been building for a while now. Mali, for example, recently removed French as their national language. This is a powerful shift from their colonial past. Even before that, Mali and Burkina Faso kicked French troops out of their country, and those French troops went straight to Niger. That's partly why Niger is so important to the French. They're seen as the last reliable partner of the West in the region. The West has been stationed in West Africa, they say, to fight against terrorism. Niger is also important because it's the world's seventh largest producer of uranium, the fuel that's vital to nuclear power. It supplies 15% of France's uranium and 1/5 of the EU's uranium imports, even though the vast majority of people in Niger live in economic poverty. Here's where the story takes another turn. Russia and China are building strategic partnerships in Africa. A Russian firm, Wagner Group, is training African troops. Also, Putin forgave $23 billion worth of debt from African nations, and he's promising literally tons of grain to Africa. Putin says that he's promoting a joint fight against neocolonialism. Needless to say, the geopolitical implications for nations around the globe are significant.
Wow. Now, you're probably wondering, you know, geopolitical. Yeah, if you use words like that, you lose me. But the way I understand this is shit is changing. Shit is changing. It's like, I was thinking when news came out that after Trump got elected, how Russia interfered in America's election. And it hit me. I'm like, it hit me on how growing up, I was fed with the Russian propaganda about how they're a bunch of idiots, how they're the villains, how they're basically they got nuclear weapon, but out of luck. Like they were white, but they were like bottom shelf white people. I'm gonna be clear. I'm not taking sides in this shit, right? But I remember being fed with this image. Russian gangsters were tough. But they didn't have their shit together in terms of politics. America was on top, and Russia was at the bottom when it came to white folks. And now I'm like, they interfere with Americans' election. And the thing is, the way they interfered is they took the time to understand black people enough to be like, okay, now we understand your history. We're gonna start saying shit to piss you off. The fucking enemies, right? And it's just, wow. It's. I guess the major takeaway is things are changing. And where I was going with this is Russia's playing some chess moves. The impression that I'm getting, playing some chess moves kind of well. And I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I do not have an opinion on any of this. Here's hoping that when shit gets worse, I won't be around. Dude, I'm too old to join the army or fight. What the fuck? I'm just saying, yeah, that would be fucked up if there was a third world war and everyone agrees not to use nukes. But they got a whole bunch of African country allies with the Russians. That'd be fucked up, man. And they get us. I don't know. I'm just, okay, you know what? I'm catastrophizing. I'm just saying this is the kind of news we should be paying attention to. On one hand, I'm like, fuck the French. As a Haitian, I'm like, fuck the French. But you're born in Montreal, Quebec. I know, but fuck the French. I'm just saying, you know, history, from the context of history, fuck them niggas. French owe Haiti a big ass reparation check. But that's another story. But you know what would be nice if this was, if this led to, I won't say the end of capitalism, but an okay. This would help to have someone smarter than me on this podcast. What I was about to say, an improvement on capitalism. Like, can we modify capitalism, or is that part of capitalism? Can we modify capitalism where everyone is able to eat? It's not a game of a minority eat well. No, a minority eat well and a majority starve. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I'm like, back in the days, I wouldn't think about this kind of stuff. But now, the way prices are, I'm starting to worry. Then again, I am getting older. But I am starting to worry about the future and ending up being, a lot of the people who are on the streets, homeless. No, they didn't plan for that shit. Just life caught them off guard and then blindsided them. Get it? And then boom. I don't know. I worry about, I have a coworker, it's not just me, but I know, like, there's a sentiment about prices going up and shit like that. People are starting to worry. People are getting nervous. It's hard to be optimistic. I guess that's what I'm saying. Did I just depress you? I'm so sorry. Did I just depress you? You know what? I'm going to get to that. Okay, so TikTok has this thing where they'll show me videos that I need to learn, like videos that allow me to.
You must learn.
You know, for me to learn along that thing. But then they got videos of this girl and I could see her ass. Wish Disney princess isn't Sean. And it's kind of distracting, man. I'm trying to stay focused here on the Sabbath. And I'm seeing a clip of, like, I'm fighting the urge to click on this next clip of this girl where I can see her, you know, she's not naked, but I'm just saying I'm distracted. All right. Okay. All right. So as for Niger, no thoughts. I have no thoughts. All I know is it's been on my YouTube. A lot of clips about it. A lot of people are speaking about it. Smarter people are speaking about it. And I'm not sure what to make of it. I mean, what's going to happen is going to happen, right? So no sense worrying or praising it. But all I know is what I can say for Niger is, like, man, hey, shit hasn't worked out with the French. Try the Russians. I don't know. Whatever. You know? What's a French beverage? Wait. What's French liquor? French liquor okay. You know what? Yeah, don't make me pick vodka versus cognac. Oh, shit. French meat cognac? God damn it. Oh, man. Wow. Grand Marnier is French, too? Damn. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it looks like I'm a sellout. Holy shit. The French got me. It's funny, I'm talking shit about the French and I'm pretty much, they've pretty much absent. I was told that shit sucks. Grand Marnier, ça c'est du français. Armagnac. Wow. Yeah. I tell you what, yeah, man. Like, if like in a bar, like, it really, I hope it doesn't come down to I gotta boycott French liquor and start drinking vodka. I can't get down with that. You know, I mean, you know, Putin, I was going to say, I hope things work out for you, but I don't know. I don't think Putin likes black people. Yeah, I don't, you know? I mean, he might need them, but I don't think he's like, yeah. How do you say the N-word in Russian? In Russia? You know what? Don't email me. Don't tell me. All right, okay. That might have been depressing. Okay. What else do I got? Right. Bro, just be you. Reoccurring theme. Now, I'm going to play something by KJ at Kai.ng James. And I call this Bro Just Be You. And what he's saying is a reoccurring theme. His message just reminds me to keep going with this podcast because it's a message about dropping the cult of masculinity. And you know what? I'm just going to play it. It makes more sense if you hear from him. And now it's loading.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but the hyper-masculine expectation is well put on man. I'm happy that I'm gay because it seems like men can't do anything without their sexual identity or masculinity being questioned. Yep. For example, you like the color yellow, you gay. Mm-hmm. You wear your earring here, your left side, you gay. You fucking smoke hookah, you gay. You have a little dog, you're gay. Like, everything doesn't have to be correlated to one's sexual identity or masculinity. Like, and then most of the men are insecure in themselves that they're going to try to live up to the expectation, hurting themselves and becoming a robot. For people, they're not even fucking. I'd rather do whatever the fuck I want, and the worst thing a person could call me is gay. Because what's that going to do to me? Make me cry? Maybe when I was 10. But, yeah, like, saying like straight men can't do anything, especially black men. Because we had this high-ass standard. Yep. That if you're not mean as fuck and dangerous as fuck,
yep,
you ain't a man.
Yep.
And then we wonder why women get disrespected, LGBT community gets disrespected, because we have this expectation that we put on men, that they have to be forced to be like that.
Yep.
Like Santana, I'm gonna say straight men can't smoke hookah. I digress. I hope that man was trolling, because then he'd be a walking contradiction. But anyways, life is so much better when you can live with your own masculine and feminine frequencies. Just this.
Speak, brother, speak. That deserved a
message.
All right, okay. Yeah, that's something I'm trying to do with I do with this podcast is I try to, if you follow me or I try to encourage you to do what I'm doing and drop the cult of masculinity. And by what I mean by dropping the cult of masculinity is seeing masculinity as a cult. As in, the current definition we were given about what it means to be a quote-unquote real man, that idea is like cult mentality. It's part of a cult culture where we all adopt this one definition of masculinity, we all aspire to it, and we all attack anyone who criticizes it. And at the same time, we don't allow ourselves to be our real selves. I remember, what was his name? Bone Crusher. He's a bouncer. Did I see him? I remember I was driving by and I was at a red light and he was on the opposite lane from me in the parking lot. Was it him? Whatever. And it was bumping slow music. That shit was revolutionary to me. I'm like, but you could do that as a man? I thought we weren't allowed to like this. Like, I remember I actually told myself, I thought we weren't allowed to do that shit. Yeah, I know. I subscribed to someone else's definition of masculinity. And I would say shit like, oh, I didn't know I was allowed to do that. Oh, can I do this? Can I do that? Oh, can't eat a banana in public. Don't want people to think that I'm breaking. This podcast is me breaking free. This podcast is saying, yes, sometimes I cry. Sometimes, you know what I was going to, yeah. I was going to make a list. I'm going to save it for the next episode. But I was reflecting on the idea of songs about infidelity, and you know, I'm gonna share that on the next episode if I remember. Assuming I remember, I should write it down. Assuming this time, but yeah, man, I'm just saying it was another reminder. Is be you. If you're a man, if you happen to be a penis, fuck what society tells you to be. Be you. Be you. Trust your gut. All right. Okay. Last one on the rundown sheet is. I labeled this one as something Shauna Reed said about knowing shit. And I mean knowledge, about being knowledgeable. And she's going to make reference to Oliver James. The link to the original video is in the show notes. His name is Oliver James. Oliver James is his brother on TikTok. And he's sharing his journey about reading. And in a recent video... And I swear, it's about reading. He taught himself how to read. He went from being illiterate to knowing shit. And the thing is, by reading stuff, is like it opens his world to the shit he's not aware of. Sometimes it's like Okay, here. I'm going to play a portion of... No, you know what? Okay, I'm going to play Shauna Rhee's video because she makes reference to Oliver James' clip and she explains it way better than I do. But here we go. 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 Okay, I'm going to pause. The other reason I'm not playing the... because I'm waiting for it to load. The other reason I'm not playing the Oliver James video is because... Uh-oh. Is this the right clip? Oh, man. Did I really not... Hold on a second. Ah, fuck. Okay, hold on a second. I have to find this goddamn video. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, what I was about to say is... The Oliver James video, you should watch it for yourself. Because just the audio won't do it justice. You got to watch and hear him speak. And he just has a breakthrough in reading. He just had a moment. He's like, I'm supposed to know this shit. I guess because, I don't know. He's probably reacted over the fact that he's reading the kid's book. Or he's probably reacted over the shit that he's reading. But what I love why Oliver James gets our attention is because his feelings are so raw. In the comment, people will use the word vulnerable, but it's for me, it's raw emotions. And it's something I wish I could accomplish with this podcast. On this podcast, what I'm doing is communicating raw emotion. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I find that I've been living life as a black Christian surrounded by white people. I've been like repressing myself. And so to speak, I've been shutting up. And this podcast is just me, blah, erupting like a volcano. Sorry to people in Maui, ain't trying to hear that shit. Truth is coming out, it's speaking. But I wish I could, I'm trying to reach Oliver James level. To a point where you hear me and your first instinct is, if you relate, to relate. If not, to be like, oh, okay, know that. It's like a song cry type of thing. But okay, so let me get back to trying to find the... hold on a second. Well, my problem is I put in the wrong link in my show notes, and now I got to find this motherfucker. Hold on. It's gonna, you know, I should have music playing in the background to, I tell you what, I'm gonna play this while I look for it. Here we go. Here we go. Boom.
Now turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Now turn it up.
Can't live my life this way. Continually get high instead of run around like one bird down. It's a new day. Gotta do it big just to get by. Right? Show no respect. Can't live that way.
Nah, where's the fuck is this video?
Check, can't live that way.
Without my
chick on deck, can't live that way. They say what they like, but I've been that way. My moves calculated through the lens. Almost here. Success will be the best revenge.
Shit, I don't see it.
Clint East to Kanye West. The sun can't chill, but every day is set.
Every time I'm thinking my mind. This time I'm back on my grind. Is this it? Oh, there it is. Found it. The two dive. I can't live by. I can't live by. Okay, here we go. All right, okay. Oh, it was on TikTok. No wonder. All right. It was on Reddit. That's why. Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about the delay, guys. I'm a professional, I swear. Okay, here we go. It's loading. It's loading. Guy shares trials and tribulations of trying to learn to read and being heartbroken by Charlotte's Web. So here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm learning how to read, y'all. It's either this or I turn off the camera and just be angry and don't learn. Because regardless, this is why people give up.
Oh, sorry. This is not it. Sorry. Oh, my God. I mentioned I'm Canadian. All right, we say sorry a lot. I am looking for someone who stitched this particular video. And, there it is. Found it. TikTok Shauna Rhee. All right. It's well properly labeled and everything. So here we go. Give me a second. It's loading. It's loading. Shauna Reed is a author. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Shauna or Shauna?
I don't like knowing history and shit. I don't like knowing people, you know, can hurt each other.
If you don't follow Oliver, go ahead and watch that video and you can get into context. He didn't know how to read up until his adult life, or didn't know how to read very well at all. And he's teaching himself how to read. And now it is causing an existential crisis. He did not know how the world worked. He did not know how people related, or why the things were what they were. And he said before he started reading, he just accepted things as they were. Right. And the existential crisis that he's going through is what all the Moms for Liberty and everybody who's against CRT and banning books and going to the school board meetings, that's what they're trying to prevent. Because up until very recently, and we're talking about in the last 5 years, you did not have to know what Black people were going through. It wasn't something that you, or Indigenous people, people of color, people with disabilities, neurodivergent people, all that, you could just ignore it because you didn't have access to it. Right. Let's take a look at something. So here are the 2020 statistics just for picture books now, from the Cooperative Children's Book Center. 41% of books or characters in the books and the stories were about white children. 29% were about animals. That means there are more books about animals than there were about Black people, Asian people, Latinx people, and disability people combined.
Is that why white people like animals more than us? Okay, here we go. Keep going.
Now, if you look at all children's literature, and this is a big drop. And, you know, like if you looked at like 2015, 2012, you would see that the number of picture books that were being published that featured just white abled kids was at like 80%. So there's been a big change in the last couple of years. And now you're seeing all these different kinds of stories. And what's happening is that people are understanding that, yeah, things aren't all great for everybody. Or rather, you should be kind to these people that you see that are different from you, because they're not bad. They don't deserve, you know, your contempt. They may even be cool, or some of the things that they do might be a better way of doing it than you have learned. People don't like that. White supremacists don't like that. Bigots don't like that, because that means they then have to change how they think about the world. Right. They have to change and interrogate themselves and say, am I supporting systems that hurt people? Message. And you have to do something about it. You may have to challenge your father or your job. You may have to do something that makes you uncomfortable, and they don't want to do any of that. It is amazing to see something like that happen in real time in someone's brain.
You know, it just reminds me, a pet peeve that I have, but I keep it to myself, is when people complain about how things are changing for the worse. And, I mean, part of being old is doing that kind of shit, but it's like, are you complaining about the fact that people who didn't have a voice now have a voice? Is that what's making life? Are you complaining about the fact that you now have to know shit back in the days you didn't have to? Like, back in the days, there was a time where it was okay for a white man to drop the N-word. Reading the Malcolm X book, I'm reminded about that. Like, white people just, well-meaning white people too. It's like, yeah, you these niggers don't have their shit together. Right? Fast forward to now, it's like, oh, you don't like being called that. Oh, you'll get over it. Walk it off. You know, there was a time where white people thought that Black people enjoyed slavery. Yeah, I know. Those white people, not me. I wouldn't have been one of those white people. I mean, fuck. Yeah. And you know what? What made them see, what made some of them realize that, oh, shit, maybe they don't like slavery. Slave Revolt. Shout out to Nat Turner. Shout out to Dessalines L'Ouverture and all them other rebellious Black folks, the Maroons. All of them who made white people be like, oh, wow, kind of sounds like these Negroes don't like slavery. Oh, wow, looks like they don't like being in bondage. What if they're just like us? I don't know. You know, it's just, it's, calm down. Yeah. I love what she just said. What she was saying is, we're living in this new world, the information age. Hello, pay fucking attention. The information age. And a lot of people, their biggest complaint to them is all this abundance of information is bad. Well, there's things I didn't need to know, but that's not what I'm getting at. But I'm just saying, shout out to Shana, je le prononce en français, Shana Reed Miles for that thought. And again, links will be in the show notes. You know what? I'm going to do that right now. Links will be in the show notes. Oh, and the video she's referring to is this. There's another video of Oliver James where he's been reading shit and he's learning new things about, wow, I was not aware of this history of cruelty about humanity. And he's having a moment of sometimes ignorance is bliss. He's like, yeah, there's some shit I wish I didn't know. I tend to inform myself, read a lot about slavery. And there's details that I'm like, fuck. Like, don't get me started with the dungeons, but there's shit that I know. I remember there was a time where, it's not that the information was making me hate white people, but it was making my white friends a little uncomfortable. And they were like, hey, maybe you should stop reading that shit. You know, it's going to just turn you into an angry Negro. We don't need that. I'm just, sometimes a part of me wonders if I should feel sorry for white people don't get me wrong, you know, they came out victorious, but the cost, like, I'm still wondering whether the place they managed to put themselves, Harry Lies the Throne, you know, as the top species, whether it was worth the cost. The one thing I do know about the cost is it must be steep because their parents don't like to talk about it. It's like, no, let's not talk about CRT. Yeah, no, don't feel guilty as a white person. You have nothing to feel guilty. We run this shit. We won this shit fair and square, which is a lie. Anyway, all right, okay. Sorry, let me just update my show notes. And yeah, check out this link, man. Check out Shana Reed stuff, and then especially Oliver James, man. Brothers deep. The brothers deep. All right, okay, let's go with, I hate when I do that. Okay, I'm fixing my notes. Life's a bitch. Bitch, and then you die. Okay, what's up with... Oh, my God. Before I do this, let's jump to final thoughts. So, here we go. All right, okay. If this show sounds off to your returning listeners, like I mentioned at the beginning, I didn't eat properly. I'm fighting... I'm not hungry, but I'm not full. And a part of my brain is like, what the fuck? Why are we doing this podcast? We should be stuffing our fucking face. So I'm fighting the voices in my head. And I feel like I'm losing. All right, okay. All right, what's up with today's title? What's up? Yeah, today's title. Well, first, I want to start. It's going to go little by little. First, I want to start that the song that I read, the verse that I recited was from the track Life's a Bitch by Nas featuring AZ, and was the first verse. If you're a hip-hop head, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I don't know. If you were to ask me how I'm doing or how's life, I think I'm going through this phase in my life where I'm questioning. It's going to make more sense. I'm questioning whether the only thing we have to look forward to, you know what? I'm going through this phase where I'm telling myself, when I'm wondering, the only thing I feel like I got, I feel like death is the only thing I have, the only thing I got to look forward to. That's it. Death. This life is bullshit. Life's a bitch. And then you die. And I've been reflecting on that, man. I've just been in this zone. Like, I'm starting to think that maybe I've reached a point in therapy that therapy could only do so much, and my problem, like, I'm gonna need a spiritual therapist or some shit like that, which is why I'm going to, part of the reason I'm going to Newark, New Jersey for the spoken word thing, the spoken word, Apex spoken word, like, I'm going for a spiritual awakening or some shit. See, the way I talk, I gotta be careful because I talk like someone who's ready to join a cult. By the way, whatever, man. I think I'm going for a spiritual crisis because it feels like at the moment, life is just a bitch, and death is the only, like, the divorce is just the, is like the happy ending. Anyway, so in terms of the title, you know what? I'm just going to play this. This is a thought by, inspirational thought, by Tony Nagy. Nagy? Nagy. That makes more sense. N-A-G-Y. And she says something that just had me think and it inspired.
What am I going to think about today?
Hold on. And it inspired. That's her talking in the background. I'm going to play this back so it plays at the beginning. And she said something that inspired the title of today's episode. So here we go. In the caption, she writes down, "Your daily dose of inspiration brought to you by slightly unhinged human." I hear your sister. Here we go.
What am I going to think about today? Probably the same stupid little thoughts that I thought yesterday because I'm stuck on a carousel of my own consciousness and I can't quite seem to escape it. And I just keep oscillating between the two dominant emotions of my life, anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. And I do all the things and I meditate really hard. And I know I'm not supposed to meditate hard. I know I'm just supposed to allow my emotions and witness my thoughts and let everything pass through me like a deluge of diarrhea. I'm understanding the message that appreciation and gratitude are the medicine that I need to deep throat in order for me to be truly in the moment. But I'm not in the moment because I'm too busy observing myself, observing the moment. And I sometimes just really want life to just stop so I can just run and catch up to it. But then when I finally do catch up to life, I'm like, holy goddess, I'm supposed to just stay on this mundane merry-go-round that is modern capitalism?
Right.
Anyway, follow me for more inspirational videos.
Okay, so three things. Three words. The title, my major takeaway from this inspirational thought was, one, she had me thinking about how I feel like I'm oscillating between depression and anxiety. And hearing that part, and then it just reminded me of that the beginning of Life's a Bitch, where Nas says, I'm saying that's what it's all about, right? Clothes, bankroll, and hoes. You know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? Yo, what? It's like, is that it? And Mike, so Nas is complaining about clothes, bankrolls, and hoes. I ain't got like that. What I do got is depression and anxiety. Then I'm like, what? Then what? And the third thing that got my attention is her reference to, she said, holy goddess. And the reason I got my attention is because, as you know, I'm an ex-Christian. And I admit it, leaving Christianity has created a vacuum in my soul, in my life. And I realized that I have a need for spirituality. But I can't go back to Christianity. Christianity just feels like the cracker religion of our oppressor. It's like a divorce. I can't go back to Christianity, man. Christianity just felt like an imaginary friend I created who happens to be white. And, just make him black. See, that's what I'm saying. If I make him black, then it's just an imaginary friend it's not working for me. Christianity ain't doing it for me because I know so much about it. I can't go back to pretending like, okay, I'm going to focus on all the good and ignore the negative, the awful outweigh the positive. Look at me trying to explain it. Okay, I got to remind myself that I'm talking to someone who understands what I'm saying. So who's on the same page as I am. So the both of I, the ideal listener is listening to me and say, yeah, I hear you, man. I don't fuck with Christianity anymore. Ain't shit you can tell me about it. Gun to my head, I ain't going back. So with that said is, I have a hole. Islam got my attention, but I'm like, white man has beaten me so much that I can't trust a religion that comes from anyone. I can only trust a religion that comes from the white man or black people. Arabic, come on. Oh, wait, then again, Christianity is from, Jewish people are Arabic, right? or Semitic? Okay, hold on. What is Semitic? Doesn't matter. Focus. My point is this. I was getting close to being an atheist, and then something crossed my mind and said, what if God, what if they had it wrong? What if God's a woman? What if God doesn't have any pronouns? What if, well, we're talking about the creator of the motherfucking universe here, man. And this entity doesn't have to fit in. I don't know. All I know is referring to God as a goddess just started to make more sense to me. And I'm not sure. Maybe if you got a religion and it involves a female entity, I'm all ears. But I'm just saying, thinking of God as a woman is the closest I've ever been to getting back to spirituality. So this explained the title of today's episode, Depression. Did I start with depression, anxiety? Let me make sure I get this right. No, anxiety, depression, and the Holy Goddess. So this is me just trying to say that I'm going through life, and right now, worshiping a goddess is probably the closest I've ever come to getting back into spirituality. And another reason why I feel the need to get back to spirituality, and also explains why I'm considering making this final thoughts being something about therapy and spirituality. Whatever, I can mix it around, right? But I was thinking of this next TikTok clip that I found. You know, I'm just going to play instead of explaining it. And because that triggered that part in my mind. I was like, yeah, you need to get back to that spirituality. Here we go. Yeah, I forget. This computer takes a while to load, so bear with me. It's loading. And the content creator's name is Todd L.
What is something you found out late in life that you should have known earlier, but you just didn't?
That we literally become what we think about? We should be taught this in kindergarten, but we're not. So, this is your mind. As you think in your heart, so are you. And if you were to think thoughts of worry and doubt, you move into an emotion of fear. That fear comes out in the body as anxiety, and we suppress anxiety. Long-term suppression of anxiety turns to depression, and the body now is at dis-ease. Dis-ease, hyphenate it. Compared to the other side, if you develop understanding through study and growing awareness, your emotion becomes one of faith that things are going to work out. And your body's at ease, and you pick up momentum and start accelerating and become creative. Okay? We become what we think about. And if you think thoughts of happy, healthy, wealthy, you become happy, healthy, wealthy in the physical world. As a person thinks in their heart, so are they. We become what we think about. Why don't we teach this to people? It's the secret of life, actually.
The way he explained it, it reminds me of the Our Father prayer. And holy shit. You know what? I'm going to the Our Father prayer. Hold on. But there's a better Our Father prayer real version. This reminded me. Hold on a second. The Our Father in the original Aramaic. Wow sensation. How'd it go again? You still refer to it as, nope. Okay, goes, Our Fatherhood, no, fuck that. Our Father who art in heaven, birthed Father of, birthed Father, Mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Okay, where's the actual, yeah, this sounds more, let me look this up. Look at me going for a spiritual crisis on this podcast. Okay, there's got to be a, okay, this is, I guess I'll put it in the show notes. O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, god damn you, of the cosmos, you create all that moves, light, hallowed be thy name. Focus your light within us, make it useful as the rays of beacon show the way. Okay, you know what, I'm going to find it, but what I'm getting at is part of why there's a connection between spirituality and mental health. I used to turn to the spiritual side when I was in panic, when I was in like anxiety and depression was getting to me, and the solution was the spiritual side is thinking of this entity that's looking out for me and paved the way. Like, sure, I live in chaos, but in the end, order reigns over chaos. Yeah, I don't have that at the moment. And you know what? I think today's title is just a connection to how this shit is just a work in progress. I don't have any solutions. I just can talk to you about the problem. But all I can say is sorry. I'm thinking of this episode of Good Times where they started praying to the character started to pray to Black Jesus. I feel like I'm going for that. I'm like, man, Black Jesus is looking out. And what I'm doing is, you know what? Our father ain't working out. Father ain't shit. Let me try the mother. I don't know. But yeah. But no, I'm not fishing for religion, but I am trying to restore. I got to do something about my spiritual side. I don't have any conclusion, man. This is a weird podcast. Last time I recorded while I'm on an empty stomach. But one thing I'm good of is I chopped out. There's a lot of shit that I wanted to talk about in this podcast, but I fought with myself. Like I'm fought with myself to not overwhelm you with shit on the in the agenda. But what I did do, there will be a section in the show notes called Other Links, and that's shit that I could have talked about. It's just links, things, interesting things that links that I found throughout the week, and I felt the need to share with you. One is DJ Duckett's mixtape. He's a local DJ from Ottawa. Bacon Rebellion, so for those of you who are a fan of history. And Bacon Rebellion is it's something worth knowing if you're interested in knowing about race. But it's a story that helps you understand, or that should help you understand why the concept of race was created. Why we needed to have a white people and black people. And, yeah. And then, I have a funny video goes on when the music video doesn't match the song. And the last one is something I could have spoke about, but I'll let you watch it for yourself. It's called Why Patriarchy is Bad for Everyone, Part 2. And, yeah, brother, just, brother, he speaks so well. He speaks so well. And it's just one of those videos that allows you to, that has a
message.
And it also allows you to, that allows you to.
You must learn.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that didn't sound good. Basically, you must learn. And there's a strong message. With that said, this concludes today's episode. Damn, I'm going to get something to eat. This concludes today's episode. Holler at me on Twitter via, as long as Elon Musk doesn't fuck it up, Twitter at BBlizzak or Shut Up Podcast. Or you can find me on TikTok, hang out on TikTok under the pseudonym Beat Up Black. But best place to find me is on the website, shutuppodcast.com. Let me say that again, shutuppodcast.com. Shut up. Don't try Googling it. For some reason, you can't find it. I got to figure that shit out. But shutuppodcast.com. Hey, for those of you asking, say, hey, B Black, didn't you have a web project where you were gonna put the your Twitter feed and your Instagram feed on your website? Yes, you're correct. Thanks for bringing that up, motherfucker. And but the holdback to the project is, do I want to pay for it? I can't seem to find a free solution to that shit, but. So right now is, do I want to pay for it? That's the holdback. That's what's stopping me. And that's the excuse to I'm using you, project manager, unofficial project manager, to why this project is being held back. And yeah, so shutuppodcast.com. You can email me at shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. You can subscribe to this podcast using the RSS feed on the website, or go to Google, Apple, and now... And now Amazon Podcast. Yay! I've been working. All right, okay. So like I said, Google, Apple, and Amazon Podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcasts. Peace.
I am your king now.